Grow Them Good, a 5-minute feature encouraging parents to be a positive influence in the lives of their children.
At first, Samuel was excited about his new school. He loved his teacher and his new classmates seemed fun. But lately, things have changed. One of his classmates has started to pick on him, and this has made him unhappy. His mother is now concerned, because Samuel always seems sad when it's time to go to school, and has even said that he doesn't want to go back. These are definitely signs that Samuel is being badly affected by a school bully. Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray, will tell us how Samuel's mother and parents of children who are being bullied should handle the situation. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The first step is to be able to recognize the signs that your child is being bullied.
The child might not say it to you, but based on their change in mood, change in behavior, children not wanting to go to school, not wanting to go outside to play, are some signs that you can see that something might be wrong. It is important that if it is happening at school, that they speak to the teacher and the principal and seek to get a meeting between the parents of the two children affected.
Bullying can happen at different places where children gather and takes many forms.
It could be teasing, it could be name calling, it could be the physical things within, you know, the school setting or the playground setting, or it could be, especially for special needs children who might look different, they might refer to those things, you know, you might have a short hand, whatever the case is.
The next step is to encourage your child in ways that will boost his or her self-confidence.
Affirm the child to say, you are special, you are no different, and whatever they are saying, it does not define you. But to the child, it's real, especially if they don't have enough self-confidence. So as parents, we have to build the self-confidence and build their resilience that they can stand up to bullying.
Mrs. Gage Gray says if the bullying becomes worse or is unbearable, intervention must be sought from the school. She notes that the bully must be part of the process.
Because children who bully do sometimes have some psychosocial issues that need to be addressed as well. So it's not looking at the child who is being bullied, but at the bully themselves. And to teach children creative ways of engaging on the playground so that they don't have to resort to bullying.
If you have sought help from the school and the problem persists, the CPFSA is able to offer intervention in the form of counseling.
Because it's an act of violence, right? And the child who is being bullied needs some protection. And so we would work with both set of children to address the issue. So if the school setting is not able to address, and we are hoping that through the campaign, they will have the information.
The CPFSA has rolled out an anti-bullying campaign as part of Child Month 2018 activities. This in an effort to raise awareness about the effects of bullying.
The survey that the CDA did about 2 years ago pointed to the fact that some of the children felt teachers were bullying too. And so going into the schools is a deliberate attempt to engage the populace to say, this is bullying, this is what it looks like, and it's an act of violence, and we need to stop it. So that's what the campaign would seek to do.
Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray. Child Month 2018 is being celebrated under the theme Affirm Me. More than 40 activities have been planned this year. The term affirm challenges us to acknowledge, befriend, favor, positively influence, respect, and motivate our children.
Join us again next time for another episode of Grow Them Good, a 5-minute feature encouraging parents to be positive role models for their children.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.